is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2016. How does classical music play a part of Orrin Hatch's life as a seventh-term Utah senator, president pro tem of the Senate, lawyer, musician, husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and songwriter? And what musical instruments does he play? Senator Orrin Hatch says, "When I was 6 years old, my mother had me take about 6 months of piano, so I learned all the hymns. I became the old pump organist in our little branch of the church. And later, when they got an electronic organ, I was able to play that. I even could play the foot pedals. I don't think I could do that today, but in junior high school and high school, my mother had an old violin, and she asked me if I would learn how to play the violin. So I learned the violin, became a concertmaster in the high school orchestra. I think I went to all-state orchestra, but the minute I finished high school, I quit the violin and haven't played it since, even though I've always liked the instrument. But my folks used to pull together $18.75 every year for season passes, season tickets, to the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, which at that time was one of the top five in the world. Vladimir Bakhanikov was the conductor, Fritz Reiner. There were some great conductors of the Pittsburgh Symphony, but I saw the great artists, Fritz Kreisler, Yehudi Menuhin, Isaac Stern, Arthur Rubinstein, Vladimir Horowitz. I saw them all. And I have to admit, I was more interested in athletics, but I was absolutely fascinated by music. You know, I could very easily have gone into a mode where I wasn't as sensitive as I've audibly become. And I think it was the music part of my life during these years and my mother's kind care and treatment that caused me to realize that there's a very soft, sensitive, wonderful, sophisticated part of life that is equally as wonderful as sports. I have to say sports were the greatest interest at the time, but I've never forgotten the music, and I remember, in fact, one of the Christmas songs we've recently written was called The Old Upright Piano, because we had an old battered upright piano in our home, and I had a lot of sisters, and my brother had been killed in the Second World War, and we would gather around the piano. We all played the piano. And we all sang and played the piano, especially during the holidays, especially Christmas time, that old upright piano. Senator Orrin Hatch says that when I was in college, I had a little 45 RPM record player, and I would listen to Rachmaninoff, Beethoven, Mozart, Schumann, just name it. I would listen to those when I studied, and I've always been able to study better with classical music. Senator Hatch began composing in 1995. He said, "I didn't realize I could write music. When Janice Kapp Perry caught me at a funeral and said, quote, 'I heard you write poetry.'" And Senator Hatch said, "For my own consumption." Miss Perry said, "Well, how about writing some songs with me?" Senator Hatch said, "Gee, I kind of like to do that." So I sat down that weekend and wrote 10 songs that basically became our first CD, My Love Is God. Since that time, Senator Hatch has written songs with the Osmonds, Madeline Stone, Billy Hench of the Beach Boys Band, and several others. And Senator Hatch's book, Square Peg, he wrote about his four-hour plane ride back and forth from Washington to his home in Salt Lake City, and that it, quote, was a time of reflection and introspect, and gave him the opportunity to look at people and problems in a different light. Senator Hatch wrote Heal Our Land, performed at George W. Bush's second inauguration, Souls Along the Way, which he wrote for Ted Kennedy and his wife. The song was also featured in the music for the music in the movie Ocean's 12. Senator Hatch also wrote a song called The Answer Is Not in Washington. A few of Senator Hatch's legacies are a balanced budget amendment. He was a longtime advocate of amending the United States Constitution to require that total spending of the federal government for an fiscal year not to exceed total receipts. During his time in Senate, Hatch has sponsored a balanced budget amendment 17 times, 4 times as lead sponsor, and 13 times as co-sponsor. These are just a few of his legacies. Senator Hatch was also a lawyer, musician, husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather,